John, you were so competitive for the first half, but what, in your mind, was it just an effort thing in the second half, or did you like to play better? What do you think of the second half?
Yeah, as you said, first half was, we were really competitive. It felt like we had a really good plan coming into the game, and we stuck to that and gave strong effort on that. You know, kept Jeremy quiet, and they got a hold of us a little bit in stoppages in the first quarter, but then we arrested that in the second, late in the first and in the second, and but we just couldn't sustain it. As you all know, we've got 19 players that are unavailable. I think we had 5 players left over who played in our VFL team today. So I'm not sure I've been at a club that's been more decimated by injuries, and it's taking its toll. You know, it's been a fairly long season for a number of different reasons, and the players that are playing are getting good experience. Those inexperienced players, but. You know, we couldn't sustain it today, unfortunately.
As a club, do you look at those younger players? Because Dick showed that Cripps was obviously 2 years. Is that where you sort of look at them going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So I prefer not to talk about the guys that aren't giving us effort because they're writing their own destinies at the moment. But the guys that I want to talk about are the guys that are giving us effort, are the guys that we're going to build around. Build a team around that are going to take us where we want to go, because those boys that you talked about, Buckley, Cripps, Matty Cruiser, you know, Matty Dick, as you said, was good today, but Sammy Doherty, they're the guys I want to talk about, because they're the guys that are going to take us forward. They're our future.
Sorry, John, you just touched on Buckley, Dylan Buckley's game. That third quarter where he smuggled the ball and got the ball off and you guys got a goal, is that the sort of football that you want to see played by
your
younger guys?
Absolutely. Dylan Buckley's, it's like he's starting to feel comfortable in his own skin out there, and he's starting to, you know, he's defending really well as a starting point, and then he's just, his natural flair and his ability to run and has been a real highlight, and it's just been getting better and better over the second half of the season, and he's definitely a big part of Carlton's future.
I know you probably won't name names, but it's pretty apparent on the stat sheet for guys who aren't giving much of anything.
Yeah, so stats can tell lies sometimes. It's often when the opposition's got the ball, you quite clearly see you need weight and numbers in terms of defensive transition and effort to shut down opponents, and that's where you see the greatest discrepancy in effort. And they're the guys that I'm talking about in terms of you know, they've been given opportunities on the basis of the fact that we're really struggling for manpower at the moment, and if I was in that same situation, I'd be taking those opportunities a little bit more strongly than some of these guys have.
Try and mentor Chris Aaron into your, I guess, skillful, talented players. Are they giving the sort of effort in the final, or some speculation about their futures?
Do you think they're giving enough effort? Yeah. Oh, look, as I said, I prefer not to talk about the guys that aren't adding to our weight and numbers in terms of endeavour for 4 quarters. I prefer to talk about the guys that are, because they're going to take us forward.
Your new coach was here today watching the game. Did you sort of have any words with him at all, or after? Or?
No, look, I spoke to Brendan on Thursday, and it was very short. He's pretty keen for me to coach out the season, although you know, wouldn't mind if he had it taken over at some stage.
do you see your role, even if it's just for the next week, and how difficult is it for you?
It's tough, and the challenge is the fact that we've got so many players unavailable, we've got so many senior players who we just don't have at our beck and call at the moment, and we're about to lose a couple more in terms of surgery. I mean, we all know about Murph, but Sam Doherty, I think, is going to go in for surgery early in the week, and maybe one other, and so the task gets harder and the challenge gets greater.
You've got Hawthorn next week, and we'll have against Hawthorn last time.
Yeah. Could we get Oakley next week? Well, we're vulnerable, obviously, given where we're at in terms of our availability, and we all know where we're at in terms of the depth of our list. So, yeah, we're definitely vulnerable.
Just a question.
Just on your effort, John, from your first game against the Swans to today, how do you sort of you view your period between that and now with the football club? Do you think you've stabilised things to sort of make it good for Bremen to inherit?
Look, I think so.
Considering all those injuries and that you've just mentioned. Yeah,
so I think I think the first 6 or 7 weeks when we had the majority of our senior players available, we played some really good footy. We took it right up to top 8 teams and obviously bowled a couple of teams over who were out of the 8. But really enjoyed it and it was a great opportunity. People have talked about what my response has been to this week, and I can't thank Carlton enough for the opportunity they've given me. It's been a great experience. And as I said, the challenge over the last 5-6 weeks since we've lost those senior players is and given how where our depth is at, that's probably been the biggest challenge, because we're really struggling for quality manpower and it's telling on game day.
Just